Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 331. Here is the extracted text from the image, the subject of the general character of the defendant, and it is for the jury finally to determine from all the evidence whether his character was good or bad. But a defendant is not to be convicted of the crime with which he stands charged, even though upon a consideration of all the evidence as to his character, the jury believes that his character is bad, unless from all the other testimony in the case they believe that he is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. You will, therefore, observe that this is the rule you will be guided by in determining the effect to be given to the evidence on the subject of the defendant's character. If, after considering all the evidence pro and con on the subject of the defendant's character, you believe that prior to the time of Mary Fagan's death, he bore a good reputation among those who knew him, that his general character was good, you will consider that as one of the facts in the case, and it may be sufficient to create a reasonable doubt of the defendant's guilt if it so impress your minds and consciences, after considering it along with all the other evidence in the case. And if it does, you should give the defendant the benefit of the doubt and acquit him. However, though you should believe his general character was good, still if, after giving due weight to it as one of the facts in the case, you believe from the evidence as a whole that he is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, you would be authorized to convict him. If you believe beyond a reasonable doubt from the evidence in this case that this defendant is guilty of murder, then you would be authorized in that event to say, "We, the jury, find the defendant guilty." Should you go no further, gentlemen, and say nothing else in your verdict, the court would have to sentence the defendant to the extreme penalty for murder, to wit, to be hanged by the neck until he is dead. But should you see fit to do so, in the event you arrive at the conclusion and belief beyond a reasonable doubt from the evidence that this defendant is guilty, then, gentlemen, you would be authorized in that event, if you saw fit to do so, to say, "We, the jury, find the defendant guilty, and we recommend that he be imprisoned in the penitentiary for life," that then the court, under the law, would have to sentence the defendant to the penitentiary for life. You have heard the defendant.